Welcome to Real Talk, Real Women, Breaking the Silence Around Abuse. I am Gemma Serenity Gorokoff, your host, and today we have Edith B. Kiss joining us, originally from Hungary, like my mother was from Hungary, and she is living in the UK right now for quite some years, I shall say. Thank you very much for joining us, Edith. Thank you very much for being here today. So let's start with my first question. Can you please introduce yourself with who you are now, and you follow that by who you were before? That has nothing to do with what you're doing now. All right?
Hi, Gemma. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me today. So I'm a holistic therapist and success habit coach. And I'm working with people to release emotional traumas, to actually become more mindful with their actions and habits to have a healthier and happier life. That's actually my purpose right now. And I used to be a petroleum engineer. I loved travel, and then I was very good in analytical skills. So that was like a good choice for me, basically, to start this career. And I enjoyed that work back then. I also experienced panic attacks even before my career, like when I was at my university or when I was just traveling for fun or, you know, around the world. So I started to have panic attacks, and then I was looking for some tools which was natural. That's how I got into Reiki healing. And parallel being an engineer, I also did spiritual practices, family constellation therapies, Reiki, and extrasense retreats, because that was kind of my sanctuary besides being an engineer. I also later had children, and I got married, and basically I had certain for the panic attacks was still with me for like decades, and other patterns like returning illnesses. And when I was introduced to karma yoga healing, I was very surprised and very happy for that tool to learn that, because it's opened up more possibilities for healing with transcendental meditation, source memory healing, ancestral healing. So that was like a very big change. And it's also brought me the vision to be a healer on full time. So that's how I decided to actually move to the UK and start my business as a healer.
Thank you for this introduction. So one of the things that is very interesting in your story is that transition between engineering and holistic therapist, and holistic really because you take everything into account, mind, body, soul, at all levels. We are on Real Talk, Real Women, and we are breaking the silence around abuse. What kind of abuse did you overcome in your life? You started by mentioning panic attack. I remember there is also something with verbal abuse or mental abuse with your ex-husband. Is that right?
I mean, the panic attacks was before that, so it's nothing really related to the abuse. But with my husband, we lived together for 14 years. And then in that 14 years, what I experienced is lots of misunderstanding, lots of criticizing, judging, feeling like not enough, unworthy. Like these kind of feelings was blocking me from my own success, or it was blocking me to become who I really wanted to become. It was like controlling my personality, and also many times I felt hurt with his words, you know, how he was expressing himself. So eventually when I felt stable enough to taking care of my children alone and stable enough to take that step out of that relationship, then I just packed up and went, you know, because I felt that basically that behavior is completely keeping me stuck. And even I started to feel physical symptoms like anxiety, stress, and also some stomach pain, stomach issues, nausea, because of those energies and those words, you know, that feelings it brought to me. You know, he was working in another town at the end, and then whenever he was coming home and then was around, my stomach was like in a very strong feeling, like negative feeling, because I was like, okay, what's gonna be the next he's gonna pick on, you know, like what's gonna be the next he's gonna say, like he doesn't like it or he not satisfied with it, or and it was like I didn't wanted to ask him anything, like, or have a request, because I felt like he's gonna be just making, you know, negative comments on it and so forth. So it was a very unhealthy and unsupported environment at that time when I made the decision to leave. And I was lucky enough, you know, not having physical abuse, not experiencing those kind of things, which many of my clients actually going through. And then they of course, they feel it like a PTSD, you know, they have those memories and it's still haunting them. And for me, overcoming verbal abuse, I'm not saying it was easy. I still had to do lots of healing sessions on myself with the source memory healing, with the transcendental meditation, to actually realizing that current issues I was facing was the root was how he treated me, how he was talking to me, and so on and so forth. And then we don't know that our triggers and our current physical or mental issues is actually related to certain memories, which might seems innocent or not that terrifying, or you know, not that terrible situation, but it can be actually an effect of on you, like not being able to fulfill your dreams or step forward or to take the right actions for yourself, because you feel the biggest thing is like not good enough or unworthy or feeling like you can't succeed. And that's really limiting. And many women is in this situation to feeling this way. And that's why they actually feel stuck and lost in their current life.
That is sadly the truth. Thank you for speaking into it. So when you look at your life and you remember a moment in time when you tried to leave, but it was still not the right time. Do you remember a few of those attempts or ideas or ideation to stop this relationship because it was hurting you? And then it's like, no, I'm staying, or no, I'm coming back, or something like that.
Yeah, actually, after my first child, we had a fight. And he was again not respectful with me, and I felt again like not supported, and just felt very anxious and stressed and nervous. And then I felt like I maybe I shouldn't stand this anymore, you know, maybe I have another choice. And then I was already like brainstorming and thinking about to move out from our apartment and get just the rent, you know, or something with my son. And I was just thinking about this, but I was reaching out to my angels, you know, communicating with the other side and asking like, should I leave now or what's the right thing to do? And then they actually encouraged me to stay. And then I didn't understood back then why I have to stay. But I was actually also telling to my husband that, you know, I wanted to move, but my higher self or my angels told me to stay. So I need to stay. So we need to make it work. And then later I found out that it was probably because of my daughter. So she had to be born into this world. And that's why we had to stay together longer and stay in this relationship.
Yes, that was that story that I remember that I wanted you to tell. Thank you for saying it. Because there is something into that story. When the time is right, the past appears and living is easy. When the time is not right, or not ripe, I could say, there is something stopping you. So when you are, like Edith, very much connected to your deep spiritual angels and all your guides and all that spiritual people and spirits around you who keep on having your highest good in mind and know also your highest purpose, that is when you can receive that kind of message, like, yeah, but not now, not yet. Sure, it will end up that way, not that way now. Let's have more. But oftentimes they do not tell us why. They just tell us, stay put. I know it hurts, stay put. But there is also another reason for that. Oftentimes the level of spiritual evolution we must make in order to survive through all kind of abuse is wonderful. It's huge. Can you talk into that?
Yeah, so you are saying that probably I had to stay longer and then experience other situations to learn from it, to have the use of it, you know, to see the advantage of all of this while I went through, because then I can actually use that in my future for other things, or through the healing of that, I go through other healings as well. Because if it's not happening to me, I'm not taking the actions to deep healing, and then I'm not going to heal more other things. So yes, definitely all the bad things, you know, has some advantage, because we're learning from it and we're growing from it. So yeah, all the experiences is like that. And I'm a yes person. I love experiences. So I'm always saying yes to opportunities, getting into it, go through experiences, because I believe that every experience, we're going to see it in the future, maybe in a couple of years' time, that, wow, that's why I had to do that, because now I'm using it. And it's just so powerful.
It truly is, exactly. That is also what I noticed in my life. I remember it was 2 years into my transformation and healing after 15 years of domestic violence. And once I was, at that time, I was really going through a lot of revelation, a lot of new awareness. And finally, I felt a huge wave of gratitude. But the gratitude for all the bad that I went through, all the hurt that I went through, even the rape. And I was there. I feel grateful not to have suffered that, but to know how it feels like to be stuck in a relationship that doesn't work. How it feels like to not see the way out. Because now that I am out, I can encourage and help and guide other people who feel stuck at that time by relating. And I know that when you are in it, you don't see the way out. You don't see how to get to another level of existence. All you know is what you're going through. And it seems that every single day is the same day, going over and over and over and over, like a day, an endless day, you know? And that is also what I noticed in my life. So yeah, fully agree with you.
Yes, gratitude is really important. And when you get to the point where you are now, that you said that you can be grateful for all of those experiences, that's really like a revolution. Like, that's amazing.
Truly, truly, truly. So Edith, how can people reach out to you? What can they receive from you?
Yeah, so I have actually free materials as well, like ebooks and free masterclasses, where people can already learn about mindfulness, about how to take care of themselves, how to take care of their body and mind and spirit, and how to actually look at the life differently, how to approach on a more positive way. I have those. I also have my YouTube channel, and I have free meditations there. Transcendental meditation, if people want to try it, because it's very powerful. Is getting, when you get into transcendental state, getting into delta brainwaves, you start to produce more of the melatonin, serotonin, oxytocin, growth hormones. So actually become a more focused, having better sleep, having better mood. You become a kinder and a more loving person. You also look younger when you meditate that meditation. So I highly recommend it to everybody actually to try my meditations there. And I also have, you know, a one-on-one sessions. I also have group coaching. So all of them is actually, links are also in my YouTube channel. So people can find it there too.
So we have your YouTube channel right here, which is at Magical Karma Priestess, Karma with a K, Priestess. Yes. At Magical Karma Priestess. And the link is very easily accessible on your website. So just editbkeys.com, that's the base of all, and then the website, the YouTube channel appears here. So editbkeys, simple, E-D-I-T, letter B, and then kiss like a kiss. And then you also have a landing page that is absolutely gorgeous for your group program, which is really like elevate, because that is what you're about. You are elevating people's consciousness, you are elevating their vibrational frequency, you are really helping them increase their beauty. So can you talk a little bit about your group program?
Yeah, so basically I wanted to make it more reachable to many people, you know, this healing services I do. So basically the trauma healing, the karma healing, ancestral healing. So in this group program, they can have two sessions with me weekly. So it's two sessions weekly. One is a coaching session and one is a healing session. They also have access to my meditation library, so they can practice daily very powerful meditations. And we also have a Facebook group where they can join to a community. And I also offer them access to my online course, which is called the Life Transformation System Online Course. And I also give access as a bonus to my workshops, which I was having them last year. So the 2023 workshops recording is also included in this, if someone signs up as a bonus to the group coaching program. And the top of it, that they can have two private sessions with me. So if they, because it's a 12 months membership, so in these 12 months when they actually show up on this group coaching, watching my workshops, you know, and my course, they can also book two private sessions for a deeper trauma healing.
That sounds like a plan. How long have you been working on your programs? Because it sounds like it's been like year after year. How long have you been this program, this business?
Yeah, so the Life Transformation System course was the first I created back in 2020 during COVID time. And then I launched it in, I think the first clients came into 21. That's why I launched it, my Life Transformation System course. And then I also, the group coaching for the Elevate, I used to have it for 8 weeks. But then people after the 8 weeks, they said like, oh, it's already over. We would like to stay longer, you know. And I was like, okay, then I just have to make it longer. I make it for 12 months, you know, then you don't miss me. So basically I decided to, instead of having just an 8 weeks together, then at 12 months and then providing much more services and bonuses and then make it a no-brainer for people, basically, because then they can just, you know, have all the access to healing. And this is really important.
It's wonderful. Edith, thank you so much for sharing your story, sharing your experience, and elevating the world, elevating the consciousness of the world. This is such a gift. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Gemma, for having me, and bye, everybody.